online, on digital radio, on mobile, and across the Northwest on 105.4 FM. This is Real Radio. 1 o'clock, Vicky has the update.
Well, calls are being made for prisoners to face tougher punishments if they're caught with mobile phones in jail. It's after Real Radio exclusively revealed over 1,500 were seized in Northwest prisons during 2011.
If staff or visitors are caught bringing mobile phones in, the extent of the law, the full extent of the law is used. This is not the case with prisoners, and we think that's wrong. It's immoral, and that is also causing problems.
Well, that's Glyn Travis from the Prison Officers Association. He's angry that inmates are often just fined. Anyone else caught trying to smuggle a mobile into a jail would face up to a year behind bars. Our figures were obtained from the Ministry of Justice through a Freedom of Information request. Nick Hatfield and Katie Collins have this special report.
Our figures show a total of 1,516 handsets or SIM cards were found in prisons in our region during 2011. All course on Merseyside came top with 630 seized. The prison's run by private security firm G4S, which in a statement told us the number so high because staff are getting better at finding them. Second on the list is Kirkham in Lancashire with 368 fines, and then Liverpool with 123. HMP Manchester is the Northwest's only Category A prison, housing some of the country's most dangerous offenders. It came sixth on the list with 55 discovered there. Well, Katie Collins has been looking at how mobiles are getting into prisons in the first place and the deadly consequences they can have.
Mobile phones are getting into jails in all sorts of ways. They're not just smuggled in by visitors, inmates, and in some cases, even corrupt officers. Criminals are getting creative. They're being hidden in things like tennis balls and launched over prison walls with things like catapults and rackets.
You'd hear the beep of an horn of a car go past twice, next minute a tennis ball would come flying over, and it'd either be full of drugs, a mobile phone, or whatever. The second that ball hit that floor, 100 inmates are running towards it, and maybe four prison officers. Just way up the odds.
But they're highly illegal, with most being used by offenders inside to keep their underworld activities going on the outside. Ex-offender Bob Croxton spent almost a decade in and out of Northwest prisons.
I've sat in prisons and people have been, you need to sort him out, get down to his house, do this, do that. So even though that linchpin gang member, whatever, is in prison, they might as well be outside sitting in the living room, because that's where their business gets done, in the living room. The only difference is that they're sitting behind a locked door.
And mobile phones have been used to organise the deadliest of crimes. In 2006, one of Merseyside's most notorious gangland executions was ordered by an inmate using a handset from his jail cell in Old Course.
He'd been on a visit. I know a young lad went back to the cell. He then rang somebody. These people then shot round there and then and executed the lad. But that was done on a mobile phone from a prison.
Leon Smith murder sparked a string of revenge attacks across Merseyside, which saw innocent schoolboy Rhys Jones caught in the crossfire. The government's now looking at technology to try and combat the problem, one that's already in place, so-called boss chairs, which x-ray inmates.
You cannot stop and look up somebody's back passage every 5 minutes, you just can't. However, boss chairs are one of the ways of doing it, and it'll be in every prison before you know it. Every prison, every inmate's going to have to go through it.
The best way to stop the problem is to jam mobile phone signals. Plans are in place to introduce the technology in all prisons, but at the moment, it's illegal to use such equipment in private jails like Old Course.
Well, you can see a prison-by-prison list on our website, plus an interactive map at realradio.co.uk.
Well, in other news this lunchtime, the jury...